Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
Well, you know, if you've got a child in sports or dance or gymnastics or, you know, cheerleading or really anything at all, that they have things that can happen, injuries that can happen. Well, one common injury that seems to be more prevalent we're seeing, and even in girls, is the ACL, the cruciate ligament. My guest today is Dr. Cynthia Labella. She's the medical director of the Institute for Sports Medicine at the Ann and Robert H. Lurie Children's Hospital of Chicago. So, Dr. Labella, ACL injuries, how common are they in kids, and what causes them? What kind of movement is going to cause an injury of this cruciate ligament?
Well, these injuries are most common in sports that require jumping and landing and running and changing direction quickly. So soccer, basketball, volleyball, football, these are the sports where we see them. They tend to peak during the adolescent years, these injuries, and importantly, they are up to six times more common in females compared to males in similar sports. So girls are at higher risk.
Do we know
especially
why that
in the
is?
Teen years. Well, a lot of research has focused on this in the last couple decades, and people have looked at hormones, people have looked at anatomic differences like the wider pelvis that females have, but the most convincing evidence points to neuromuscular factors. And what that means is that girls simply use their muscles differently than boys do when they land from a jump or when they go to change direction quickly on the soccer field. And that's what is believed to put them at higher risk.
So what can we do to help them is, you know, and they've got coaches, Dr. Labella, and as parents, and, you know, I'm a trainer, so for me, it's very hard to keep my mouth shut when I see my daughter out on the soccer field or my son doing something in gymnastics, whatever, and so I just sit there. But do the coaches know what to do to help strengthen up these knees, to do those lateral movements? What are we supposed to do to help strengthen that area so maybe they don't get the injury?
Sure. There have been a number of programs, again, in the last decade that have been researched to see the effects on ACL injuries. And these are programs that specifically target those muscle differences between boys and girls. They aim at strengthening the hamstrings and the gluteal muscles and having girls become more aware of their knee position when they're doing those maneuvers to avoid the unsafe positions. It's a series of plyometric exercises, which are repetitive jumping exercises, and any coach can learn these techniques. There are many free resources online. AAP has a whole page dedicated to ACL injury prevention, and coaches can watch videos of the exercises and learn how to implement it as a warm-up for their team.
That's great advice. And so to do some of the plyometrics, some of these lateral movements, and teaching girls the proper way to land and the proper way to pivot and turn. You know, do you have any exercise recommendations that you want to give out right now that parents can, you know, be looking to do with their kids?
Well, again, I think it's best that these are done in a supervised fashion by whether it's a trainer or a coach. Who is knowledgeable about these exercises, because some of them are a bit challenging, especially the plyometrics.
It is.
And some basics are for quad and hamstring and glute strengthening. Just a basic squat or a lunge is a good way to start. And then the plyometrics, again, should be supervised by a coach or a trainer.
And I do work with my kids and have them doing back lunges I like better than forward, because that knee takes that little movement when you go forward, goes, you know, the shearing force over the feet. So I like a back lunge. And as you say, squats are really good. What if our children do suffer an ACL injury? Maybe not a tear, but an injury. Are we icing, wrapping, keeping them out of play? What do we do?
Yes, icing is important in the first few days, certainly to reduce any swelling, and then really meeting with a pediatric sports medicine specialist who can help guide you in terms of whether this is something that might need surgery or whether it can be treated without surgery. Certainly, either way, the child is going to need some intensive rehabilitation. And again, oftentimes these rehab programs factor in these preventive exercises to make sure that this doesn't happen again.
Do they heal themselves, an ACL injury, if it's a tear or if it's, you know, just a severe strain or something? Does that heal itself or no, not so much?
Well, it depends on the degree of the injury. So a complete tear of the ligament will not heal. on its own. That would require surgery to recreate the ligament. But some very small partial tears or even the stretch injuries to the ligament can heal and still be functional.
Now, if a child does, hopefully not, require surgery, and they're still a growing child, are the growth plates an issue? Are there, you know, issues with these ligaments pulling on the bones and the way our legs grow? Is it going to change or cause arthritis?
Well, there's a lot of key points you just made there. I would say that, first of all, if your child is still growing, the importance of consulting with a pediatric specialist, a pediatric orthopedic surgeon, for instance, that has experience with, there are techniques to repair the ACL now that do not, that preserve the growth plate so that there's no risk of disrupting growth of that bone. So that is the key part there. In terms of putting you at risk for arthritis, you know, unfortunately, once you've had an ACL injury, whether or not you have surgery to repair that injury or how it's treated, you are at a much greater risk for early arthritis in that knee. And the theory is that there's likely some damage that takes place at the time of the injury that to the joint surface that predisposes kids to this, what we call early degenerative arthritis or post-traumatic arthritis. And so it's unfortunate because we're seeing this if you're between 10 and 15 when you tear your ACL, that means 20 years later, which is really just in your early 30s, you might be suffering from some arthritis in that knee. So again, that's why prevention is so important, because regardless of how these injuries are treated, that risk of arthritis goes up. But if we can prevent them from happening in the first place, then that's really where the money is.
Now, what about returning to that particular sport, soccer, or, you know, you've mentioned a few different sports. If they've just, you know, injured it a little bit, it isn't a full-on tear, and we've iced it and we've kept them off it for, you know, a couple of weeks, when can they start playing again, and do we brace while they restart?
Right. So this is where it's important that they undergo a supervised rehabilitation program with someone who's really well trained in these techniques for ACL rehab. And so usually that's a physical therapist with lots of experience in this area who can not only help the child strengthen all the muscles around that knee, but also be able to test them in the clinic to see if they're strong enough and ready to perform those maneuvers that are required for the sport without any instability in that knee and with good form that doesn't put them at risk for re-injuring it again. Bracing is not absolute. In some cases where the child has not had surgery, they may feel more comfortable with the brace, or the brace may be helpful in getting them back to play, but they shouldn't depend on the brace. The brace really isn't the primary thing that's going to prevent a re-injury. It's the muscle strengthening and these rehab programs that are going to do that. And after surgery, there is really no research to show that bracing does help lower the risk once that ligament's been repaired.
So, you know, even the most relaxed sports parent does not get so relaxed when they see their child twist that knee and go, oh, and go down in pain. It's certainly not something that's easy to watch. In just the last minute, Dr. Labella, your best advice for ACL injuries, preventing them in our little athletes.
Well, little athletes, just as well as teenagers, can benefit, I believe, from these prevention programs. I think being proactive and inquiring with the coach of your child's team, whether or not they're using some of these exercises in their warm-ups, that would be a really, I think, productive way for a parent to expose their child to these preventive exercises.
So we can ask the coach if they know about them without being that, you know, nightmare parent that every coach dreads, and which probably is me most of the time, but I try not to let it be. But that's great advice. Thank you so much. You're listening to Healthy Children with our expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. If you missed any of the great information, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at RadioMD.com. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.